So we'll do a little Friday follow-up on a Tuesday here, something we kind of produced in the opening segment. We were talking about Rich, who was the former assistant program director here at the Ticket. He's hired me. He's hired Ham, I think. Hired
no.
No?
Did not.
I was a Jake hire.
Okay. Well, you've hired a lot of quote-unquote talent here at the Ticket.
Quote-unquote, for sure.
So you're responsible for us. You were responsible for our mess-ups.
Don't put that on me.
If people have gotten fired, I guess that falls at your feet a little bit. But we got to talking about some misfires. I think I brought up my Lee Trevino moment, which everyone has heard.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about
that. I guess
that.
Here
can
it is.
Hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here.
You got it. You got it, my man.
All right. Very good. More with Lee coming up here on the Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Users, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
Did you think popping in and saying misfire helped your case at all?
I blacked out. Okay. I don't know what I said. I don't know what happened.
Were you intending to play something at all?
I was going to put Mr. Trevino on hold and hit the screen, and then that. It could have been any other drop. It could have been a fart drop.
So you didn't even touch actual screen.
No.
You just touched like the outside of the screen.
I just went like underneath like the monitor. And
the great equipment
happened.
That we have here, yeah. It just fires off a cut.
It's totally gotten better over time, though.
Could it have been...
Yeah, it could have been a buzzer.
Could it have been a worse one than the one that played?
No, it couldn't have been. No. That's about as bad as it gets.
Do you have just the drop?
I don't know if we play it. That was a long time ago.
Right. Those have been deleted.
That was the dead ball.
Different time, Rich.
Been away for a while. Sorry.
That was the steroid era at the Ticket.
But yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, we'll play it.
But the funny thing is that happens in commercial breaks. I don't want to say often, but it happens from time to time where you might be in a commercial break and you're trying to move the equipment around and something will fire off and we hear it and it's kind of funny and it's usually something you don't even really notice. It's kind of a drive-by moment.
We noticed that one.
We did notice
as
mine.
As evidenced by in the promo. What the hell?
I mentioned in the open Trey's misfire. This was when he was, I don't know if you want to call it auditioning, but he was doing the 7 to 10 shift after TC left. It was between really, I think, Justin, Trey, Fahey. There was a few others that were being run through there. And Trey was running the board for a Stars game, a very important late season Stars game.
All are very important Stars games, sir.
Sure. And Trey being kind of nervous.
Kind of?
Sweating. The hotline was going off. I go back in and I just see him panicking. And then the next day, I hear about this moment where a drop played during the pregame.
That is the captain at his very best. Moving in, Ben, shoot, score!
We're going to have fun, we're going to work hard, and it's going to be an exciting year for the Dawgs Heart.
As the season winds down, the stakes get higher, the pressure builds tonight. Dallas is in Chicago.
You had the big epic building open with the dramatic music. Boom. They're making a playoff push, and it sounds like that is part of the pre-produced bit.
As the season winds down, the stakes get higher, the pressure builds tonight. Dallas is in Chicago.
What were they thinking?
Also, the worst possible drop you could play at that moment.
What's Ralph thinking at that moment?
How is it always perfect? Between mine and Trey's, he could have played the Lee Trevino drop, and
it wouldn't have been as bad
as this team sucks. Oh, I love that.
I can't imagine what Ralph is thinking at that moment when he hears that.
Oh, my God.
Was he live or was that recorded?
No, I think that was recorded.
They usually do like the pre-recording
part. Yeah, okay.
Hopefully that
was recorded. So he wasn't.
I kind of wish it was live so he could see the reaction.
I think it would be hard to fight through at some point.
Oh, my God.
It just sounds like somebody's
behind Ralph
as he's reading this. This team sucks.
But speaking of a drop during a live broadcast, you mentioned this one also, and this was from a board op I've never heard of. This was before my time. The guy's name was Shotgun Jones, which has to be the best radio name in ticket history.
It was Scott Jones, right?
Scott Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, he was
Shotgun
board op.
Jones.
This is so far back. It's SMU football with Mark Folliwell, I do believe, right?
Oh, SMU. Okay, I was thinking this was...
No.
I'm thinking Maverick Mark.
No, it's an SMU football game, and mind you, I've been doing those since 2001, so this is a while back, and I think we've got a previous station review of the Shotgun Jones incident.
McCown is under center. He's got an eye set behind him. Hardwell is the fullback. He will now roll out to the left and will step up in the pocket. He'll run. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Cuts left. Puts his head down. And he's in. Touchdown.
Wow. Why did you not address that?
Oh, my God. I've never heard that. And it happened during a touchdown.
Scott apparently misunderstood. He said that he was under center, not in the shotgun.
See? Did he... That was an accident, right?
I think
he didn't mean to.
No. I think he always said it was an accident.
Back then.
And it was a perfect timing because it was right during the snap when Follow was kind of pausing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was loud and clear. I was trying to
count his under center. He's got an eye set behind him. Hardwell is the fullback.
By the way,
oh my
gosh. Josh McCown, Cody Cardwell, the wide receiver.
Oh, wow.
Is it fullback for some reason? Coming out of the back.
Star-studded.
Well, about it.
Me.
Yeah, that had to be a misfire, and I don't know how you blame it, what you blame it on, because I don't think the monitors back then, this is at the Oak Lawn spot, 3500 Maple, and I don't think you could just touch the side of the monitor and it would go off. I had to think for a minute.
I would
maybe beyond carts at least, so we were computerized.
So he probably still had some type of touchscreen that maybe you're using
the
mouse. And
the
so
Inco.
I was thinking maybe he was trying to move something around on his screen and then accidentally clicked it rather than deleting something. That kind of thing happens.
Shotgun really blast going off here in the game. It's got to happen, you know?
Another one. This is from another Stars broadcast. This was during the NHL draft during Fahey's tenure.
Oh,
and I believe was this Jim Nill joining Owen and Bruce.
Possibly. They'll address it in the audio, and this is a two-parter.
Okay, so I remember Fahey was going for the applause drop, but did not hit the applause drop.
And now we'll find out. We'll get to ask the question.
All right. We have on the line, for the second time in the last couple of weeks, Joe McDonnell, the director of amateur scouting for the Dallas Stars.
This sucks.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you guys doing? We're all excited.
Again. Jeez. The worst possible drop you could play.
We're not even getting the GM, so he thinks it sucks.
This sucks.
This is how the interview wrapped up.
Okay, well, Joe, thank you so much for your time tonight. Congratulations on a fantastic pick, and I'm sure you're gearing up already for tomorrow's rounds 2 through 7. But thanks so much for giving us some of your time tonight.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck tomorrow.
This sucks. Hey, this.
That is Joe McDonnell, the Dallas Stars Director of Amateur Scouting.
He did it twice.
Oh, my God.
That had to be on purpose the second time.
I mean, it's Fahey. So who knows?
Nothing's out of the realm of possibility.
No. But why do you guys have the opposite drops so close to each other?
It's not me. I don't know. I probably would have deleted it.
Probably don't have that on the screen, right? New page,
have
right?
A different
new page.
Yeah. Have your sound effects.
Have your serious sports page.
Yeah.
Have your
applause, your fanfare. So if you do play the wrong one, it's a nice.
But if you have a misfire, you'd think that you would sit the next couple plays out. But he just tried to. Let me end it on a high note.
You would be hyper focused.
Get back on that horse.
But it was. I mean, it probably was 7:45 at night. So Fahey was probably about to leave. It's close to quitting time.
So I hear.
So you guys have a couple for me. I didn't have just the one.
Yeah, one of these is during a commercial. This is
okay.
Corby's doing a live spot when the misfire happens that Mino played.
It is a wonderful, wonderful place. And if you've not been there before, if you've not test-driven the ultimate driving machine...
Out of the table, Carl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to,
the hell? What's going on?
We don't know. He played a drop and
it just happens.
I don't think he meant
to. It just happens. It could have been worse.
It could always be worse. Go ahead, finish your last.
Yeah, go test drive the old.
Do you always feel the need to explain yourself or add yourself in there? I mean, time you just said, yeah.
Whatever.
Corbin's just not a very professional
place. And if you've not been there before, if you've not test driven the ultimate driving machine,
out of the table, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very Monty-like, yeah.
He's just not professional enough to fight through it.
Yeah. See, that one.
Gotta drive on through, man.
That one, very random. Wasn't a bad drop. It wasn't anything knocking
the car company.
That's for sure. As Mike said, it could have been worse. It was just incredibly random. I don't remember that one happening. I'm pretty sure it was accidental because I fade it down halfway through.
Now for tickers, Ty will play his own audio for tickers. We don't play anything back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that didn't happen in this case with Mino playing a drop during Ty's ticker.
Club and the rotation where it needs to be and where we anticipated it would be with
Diamond Talk. Oh my God.
Misfire.
Diamond Talk afterwards on the ticket. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM The Ticket.
And I'm dead.
God.
I love that phase of that Corby draw.
I went number two in my pants.
It scared you.
It doesn't help that he's playing such a low energy John Daniels clip.
I will admit, not a misfire. I did that on purpose.
Oh my God. Oh Lord.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to see what would happen.
Oh.
Strike a match and see what happens.
Club and the rotation where it needs to be and where we anticipated it would be with
Diamond Talk. Oh my God.
Misfire.
I would like to ask, could we please review the high energy John Daniels cuts?
Okay. Fair.
No. Got to search for those.
No. They're right next to the high energy Jamie Benn clips.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. It's always
the gift that keeps on giving.
You never know what happens when you're in the seat of fun in there, right?
Oh my gosh.
See, there's the board on.